Thank you, Chairman Kanabe. Next, to share some information about the outstanding programs and services right here at our Hacienda Heights Community Center and Park is our Director of the Department of Parks and Recreation, Russ Guinea.
Thank you, John, and good morning, everyone. It's really a fantastic day to be here at Hacienda Heights, and Chairman Kanabe, thank you so much for your leadership. You have our gratitude and our strong support for this project, your ongoing commitment to promoting opportunity and healthy recreation access across Los Angeles County has just been unwavering. So thank you very much. Let's have another round of applause for our supervisor, John Kanabe. Today we're opening the 176th park in the Los Angeles County Park System, where we like to say that parks make life better. It's our motto and it's our guiding principle. And I think we can all agree that this magnificent building and these gorgeous surroundings certainly live up to that motto. You're going to hear more about how this project came together in a few moments. So I just want to say a few words about all the unique low-cost opportunities that people of all ages will find here at the Hacienda Heights Community Center. Did you know that right out the gate, this center will host close to 30 amazing programs and classes? Here are a few examples. Digital photography, dance, web design, meditation. Mediation too. We'll meditate on that. Dance aerobics, stained glass, ceramic, hand building and sculpture, and especially for the young and young at heart, a class in Lego engineering. I think these are some pretty unique programs that I haven't seen in any of our other parks. And it's not just the programs. Supervisor Kanabe told you about all the facilities and amenities inside the center, which is perfect for hosting your events. This space is ideal for theatrical performances, weddings, cultural celebrations, concerts, award shows, and so much more. For information on the programs and how to book a space for your next event, please visit the office just inside the center. Our staff will be thrilled to assist you. But it's so much more fun to show you than to talk about it. So we're going to give the community a glimpse at the many ways this center can be used. We planned a week full of special activities to celebrate the opening, and everyone is invited. On the back of your program, you'll find a schedule of events, like a country western line dancing, barbecue supper tomorrow, an Elvis tribute concert on Wednesday, and a special pirate-themed festival on Friday. So please, make plans to join us right here. For tickets, reservation information, again, stop by the center. This is just the beginning. There's a lot more planned for this park, and eventually you're going to see those things come to fruition. But all this takes leadership. The leadership starts at the top. And again, Supervisor Kanabe is looking out for the future. Many of our parks have been funded by Proposition A, which is expiring next June. Supervisor had the board put on the ballot Proposition P. This is your opportunity to decide. The supervisor said, let the voters decide if they want to continue that funding. $23 a year flat parcel fee raises $54 million a year for our county park system and all the other park agencies in the county. So please, look at your ballot, look at the arguments for and against. Be sure to vote Tuesday coming up November the 4th. Again, behind all these efforts, there's a great team of people, and all of them from the Parks Department are here to serve you, and I want to take a moment to acknowledge some of them. You've met our Master of Ceremonies, John Wicker, who is our Chief Deputy Director, but I also want to introduce and recognize Joe Mendoza, our Deputy Director for this agency. Joe's up here in the front, and his Regional Operations Manager, Mika Yamamoto, our Regional Recreation Director, Melinda Mayoral, our Hacienda Heights Recreation Managers, Susan Brown, Brian Ceballos and their staff, Jim Smith, Chief of our Development Division, Sam Adams, our Project Manager, Blake Warner, Supervising Landscape Architect, if you're here, wave, Miguel Vasquez, Regional Grounds Maintenance Supervisor, and Ron Cox, Facilities, Operations, and Crafts Manager. Thank you very much, staff, for all that you do. Our commitment to you, the community, is to take great care of this park, but we need your help in doing that, so please partner with our staff. Let them know if something's missing, needs to be fixed, or needs to be done. So again, this is a great historic day. We're going to be doing something else that's going to be a lot of fun, and that's burying a time capsule here at the park. So today's your opportunity to contribute a small item to the capsule, a keychain, a photograph, perhaps a handwritten note, your hopes and predictions for the future for our community. If you want to place something inside, please see Lucy Pedregon of the Hacienda Heights Improvement Association. Is Lucy here? Lucy, wave. Right here? Okay. So Lucy is helping coordinate this. If you can't find her today, there will be a box in the community center where you can drop off items until Monday, November the 3rd. So you've got some time. Go home and find something. Bring it back. And then we're going to close that capsule and we're going to bury it. It's not going to be unearthed for another 25 years. And that means that we're all going to be meeting back here in October 2039. And I expect to see every one of you here. So, again, as Supervisor Kanabe said, enjoy the facility. It's yours. We're here to take care of it for you and to work with you on the events you want to see here and the programs and things that you want to do with this center. Thank you for entrusting us with the stewardship of this great Hacienda Heights Community Center. John?